Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Billy Jacob. He's the Business Manager, Shipping and Logistics at Gulf Agency Company, GAC, based in Kuwait. First and foremost, Billy, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, Bo. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. Billy, I always allow my interviewees a little bit of a leeway in the beginning to introduce who they are. So, the same with you. Why are you in logistics and in Kuwait, Billy? Why are you not in an accountancy or working in a bank?
Good question, actually. Well, it started almost 27 years ago. And it started in Kuwait. So I've been pretty much a product of Kuwait. This is where I started off my career as well as my childhood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were a lot of things that happened in the early part with Kuwait, but I finally finished all my studies, which was predominantly oriented around aviation. Right. And then came into shipping, came in acquaintance with a friend who works in a shipping company, and then he got me into GAC.
Okay, cool.
And it's been 27 years since.
Wow.
So it's been a long ride.
Definitely. Definitely. So it means you have been with GAC, Gulf Agency, for 27 years, Billy.
That's right. And wow. Talking.
Wow. That's talk about a stable workforce. I mean, that's very impressive. Well done.
Thank you very much.
What can you tell our viewers? Kuwait, of course, most people know it from that war some decades ago, but also it's not a huge country. But what can you tell about logistics business in Kuwait and what GAC does there?
Great. So, I mean, let's go with the quick background of GAC.
Yeah.
GAC, well, it's a company, a multinational company with Swedish roots that started more than 60 years ago. We're yep. nearing 70 as we speak. And ironically, the first office that GAC started was in Kuwait.
Okay, and, right.
That was in 1956, quite a long time ago. So we're still here, and we could call it a legacy office, since that's where it all started. Now we're around the world. We're very, very strong in the Middle East, mm-hmm. as well as our areas around the world. And here we are looking more into two verticals, which is shipping and logistics.
Okay.
I have the honor to look after the business areas for shipping and logistics for GAC Kuwait, as well as our operations in Iraq.
Okay. Fantastic.
If you look at Kuwait, well, Kuwait is a very strategically positioned country. We are a very small country.
Yeah.
However, we are in a geographical location with Iraq up in the north. South with Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and on the east you have Iraq, mm-hmm. and you have a nice coastline, one of the best coastlines in the Upper Gulf.
Okay.
Kuwait.
Wow.
And and it's a country that started in the early 1900s as you know, a very cosmopolitan country, very forward thinking. Mm-hmm. It was known to be Pearl of the Gulf. We
yeah.
had various infrastructure projects that was very, very new to the region. And the country was definitely one of the first ones to start the change and the innovation this week. So mm-hmm. Kudos to Kuwait for having such a nice start.
Okay, fantastic. Kuwait as a country, I have to be honest, admit, I don't know much about it, and I think many of our viewers also might not know too much. Just a couple of sentences on what makes Kuwait what it is. Do you have oil and gas there, or is it trading, or how would you describe the country as such?
In the initial years, Kuwait started off as a trading hub for various commodities, spices, to pearls and,
right.
and trading parties, because Kuwait has a very, very, very good bay area.
Right.
And the route was quite frequently accessed by various merchants in the past.
Mm-hmm.
When then Kuwait found oil in the mid of last century, and ever since it's been a hub for major energy projects.
Right.
Kuwait is one of the world's largest producers of crude and products.
Wow.
There are various refineries here. So we are in a region where Kuwait has a vast infrastructure in energy related activities.
Right, right. But what is the population of Kuwait actually?
At the moment, the population of Kuwait is around revolving close to 4.5 million people.
Okay.
And local people will be about 1.5.
Okay. Wow. Very impressive. As for the GSC, can you tell our viewers about your office setup there, your headcount? Is Kuwait, I suppose the capital is Kuwait City, or what can you tell us about your organization there?
Yeah, the capital of Kuwait is Kuwait City. Okay. And as GSC, we cater to the shipping and the logistics portfolios. I've had the honor to be able to work along the lines in my 27 years, starting with liners to dry cargo operations, from dry cargo to tanker.
Okay.
P&I, and then project logistics, which we look after various EPC contracts and project cargo movements. And we also do international moving, which is corporate person effects moving around the world.
Yeah.
In addition to offshore projects. Mm-hmm. So, and that is catering to both Kuwait as well as for Iraq. So we oversee a diverse portfolio, and that also has been the interesting part about GAC, because we provide a very integrated solutions for various projects, whether it is a solar project, whether it's an energy project, whether it's an offshore seismic project. It doesn't have to end with only moving cargo from point A to point B.
Okay.
It has to do with the whole supply chain.
Right.
In all integrated terms.
Yeah. I think that is also one of the things that made the GSC strong over the years, isn't it? Because if one activity is down, you know that some other activity you have is up, you know. So you are not so depending on, let's say, the oil price is down, you still have shipping agency, you know, or stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're not so depending on one leg, yeah?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, each service complements the other.
Yeah.
And we have different or specific teams for each of these service lines.
Okay.
And they all contribute. So it doesn't have to be that we take one part of a project. We try to take to give a turnkey solution to the overall project, whether it's an EPC, whether it's a contracting company, or if it's a single particular job.
Right.
So you have a lot of power projects, you have a lot of energy projects.
Sure. Okay. Then a question I have to you. Many of our viewers are, as you know, project forwarders and freight forwarders in general. How do you view the fact that some shipping lines nowadays, they pretend to be also freight forwarders? In other words, they want to cut out the middleman, so to speak. How do you view that? Do you see that happening in the Gulf too, with some of the big shipping lines, that they want to pretend they do everything themselves? Or what's your take on this?
Well, you see that on the legacy carriers, if you look at the container operators, they can now provide in sort of CY to door to door.
Yeah.
If you look at the liner side of it, that's one part of it. And then you have carriers who can offer logistical solutions, including containers and delivery to door. Or if it's heavy lift, then you provide them with logistical solutions on the hook. I mean, this is not new. People have tried to do that in the past.
Yeah.
And we have still been there as GAC, providing them, you know, integrated solutions just like these to most of our customers since the start.
Yeah.
If you say whether it's a competition, you said the competition was always there.
Yeah.
So it's quite the norm.
Understand. So yeah, it's nothing new for you. And as we alluded to before, you have so many legs to stand on in GAC that you have a whole plate of possibilities. How do you go about getting customers? Because I'm sure that also in Kuwait you have competition, right? I mean, there's always somebody who can do it cheaper, so to speak. How do you make sure that you stand out? The name, of course, speaks for itself, but still, it's an everyday effort, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question, Bo, because every now and then you come across every country have other entities who are willing to do something different to try and attract customers or principals for that name. But I think our reputation, our integrity as GAC and the way that we have performed all these years speak for itself to a certain degree. And we also are blessed, I would say, with quite experienced people. Our people are our resource.
Yeah.
And we have very, very experienced people who have worked with GAC for many, many years and provided services to customers. Our compliance and our ethics, ethical way of doing business is at the forefront.
Yeah.
And we take great pride in giving in our service delivery.
Yeah. So basically, especially for big EPCs and big companies, you have a certain set of rules and you adhere to a certain quality, let's say company-wide. So there's no kind of wiggling,
Absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely not.
No.
That's what keeps us different in this market.
Yeah.
And that's why we have repeat customers. We have people we have worked almost all my career.
Fantastic. Yeah, but that's also stability. I mean, the customer knows that yes, he may pay premium, but he also gets premium. I mean, what looks cheaper first may often end up more expensive than somebody else. So that's very good. What can you say about if we look into soon we are at the end of this year, 2026 coming up? How is the outlook for Kuwait project wise? And is Kuwait? That's one question. The future. Also, another question, Kuwait, I suppose, with your location, you also do transshipment via Kuwait to other places or people go direct?
Yeah. If you look at the geographical location of where Kuwait is located, we are on the top of the Upper Gulf.
Right.
And along the way, you have, obviously, Jebel Ali as the major transshipment hub.
Yeah.
You have Dammam, you have Bahrain,
Qatar. Right.
And I'm naming these as major transshipment container hubs as well as general cargo.
Yeah.
And then you have the tanker terminals in all locations. Kuwait definitely has the dreams of being a transshipment hub, and so does Iraq, with the two ports coming in both locations. In the future. So you're going to have Mubarak al-Kabir as well as the Al-Faw Grand Project port in Iraq. So, and, the infrastructure of the region is fast developed. If you look at Saudi Arabia, there's a lot of projects coming up.
Yeah.
There's diversification, infrastructure development.
Yeah.
So a lot of things happening in Saudi. Qatar hosted the World Cup. And in the next decade, we will have another GCC country hosting a World Cup.
Wow.
As well as we have, railway projects, solar projects. We have energy development projects. Aromatic plants. So there's a lot of interest in this region, I would say, at the moment.
Yeah.
As long as, the oil prices remain important.
Yeah.
And I believe oil will remain important for the foreseeable future. This place is going to definitely be placed on the map.
Fantastic. And may I ask, I know it's a little bit of a political question, but as you know, politics play a role, unfortunately, even in our logistics world. How is the friendship, so to speak, between Kuwait and your neighbors? I mean, are they getting along? They are not angry at each other for whatever reason, Are they getting along?
No. I would say the relationships are extremely cordial.
Okay.
It has been like that for many, many years. That's what makes this region so unique.
Yeah.
I think there's a brotherly ties among most of the countries here. There's good positive dialogue among most of the countries here. I had the pleasure of visiting a few of the GCC as well as go into Iraq a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And it was quite a nice experience to go past the borders, meet different people.
Yeah.
So I would say the relationship was very, very cordial.
Fantastic. I mean, it sounds to me like, as I said, with 27 years, you are really in the good spot there. And I think, it seems to me that you are where you want to be. Correct, Billy?
Yeah. I mean, Yes, of course. I mean, Kuwait's been a great place, and GAC has been a great place to work at. The main reasons are it not only gives you, a monotonous side of daily routine, it is an opportunity, it's a challenge every single day. We have different facets of our business that we visit.
Sure.
And that definitely is the silver lining of it all.
Fantastic. Now, it's I'm very impressed, and I think also our viewers will be impressed. Really appreciate your candid and open responses to my questions here, Billy. I think I have exhausted my line of questioning, so I wish to thank you very much for this chance.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Same here.
And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been the business manager of GAC, Gulf Agency Company in Kuwait, Mr. Billy Jacob, a several decades veteran of the company and also knowing about the Middle East, based, as I said, in Kuwait. Do contact to him if you need any information about Kuwait or the surrounding countries. I'm sure he can help you. From me, Project Cargo Weekly, I'll be back next time. See you then. Bye-bye.